the rest of the story. Lieutenant Colonel Nguyen P. Phong had been fighting the jungle war long enough to distinguish the quiet that meant safe from the quiet that meant sorry. This was the latter. It was too quiet. So quiet you could almost hear the sniper holding his breath in a tree out there somewhere. Colonel Phong quickly glanced about, trying to determine the source of the impending surprise. Any small thing might give it away. The trick was to detect that ostensibly insignificant something before losing your life to it. And there it was, a rustling in the foliage. Barely perceptible, yes, but out of sync with the breeze. And then, a spark of sunlight on a gun sight. Colonel Phong turned to his patrol, marching along the rice paddy dike. Most were out of range, but one of the soldiers would be an easy target. Colonel Phong yelled, "Get down, Woody!" And Woody dove for cover, and in the next instant, a hail of North Vietnamese ammo spattered the dike where he had stood. Return fire, mostly blind, in the direction of Colonel Fong's frantic gestures. Meanwhile, Woody, on his belly now, wriggled through the muck until he was clear of the enemy fire. And then, as suddenly as the skirmish had begun, it was over. 15 minutes later, the South Vietnamese patrol had withdrawn a safe distance into the deep bamboo and stopped to rest. Woody, still shaken, curled up in a thicket and tried for sleep. And yet, in that nether zone between wake and sleep, came the voice of Colonel Fong once more. It was quiet. And even this time, "Woody," the voice said, "don't move. Don't move. There's a bamboo viper about 2 inches from your right eye." Holding his head perfectly motionless, Woody looked to the right, found himself staring straight into the yawning white mouth of a deadly snake. "Don't move, Woody. He will leave you alone if you'll just stay still." Woody's heart was pounding like thunder now, but he stayed still. And just as Colonel Fong had promised, after an interminable time, the creature lost interest and slithered away. When the paralyzing panic had passed, the near victim leaped up, bounded from the thicket. In the scant space of 20 minutes, Colonel Fong had saved his life twice. "Well, just don't forget it," the colonel would later grin. And Woody never forgot. All through his second tour of Vietnam, the two men fought side by side. Woody, although an American advisor, would be awarded a Silver Star by the South Vietnamese Army. And then he went home, and he never heard from Lieutenant Colonel Nguyen Phong again. But Woody did more than remember the man who had kept his name off that black slab in Washington. The Green Beret advisor whom comrades had nicknamed Woody, Lieutenant Colonel Earl Woods, kept a silent vow that his future son would bear the name of this valiant, vigilant South Vietnamese friend. Before today, you'd never met the jungle-wise warrior to whom Earl Woods owed his life. But from now on, you will never forget that Colonel Phong had a wartime nickname, too. They called the Colonel Tiger. And someday in conversation soon, somebody will ask, "Where in the world did Tiger Woods get that name?" Well, you'll be able to tell them the rest of the story.